Rob, first, thank you very much for doing this interview with me. So you know, this is the first time I've ever come to Stratford. Okay. Never had a chance to come here. And of all things for me to come down for, it's to celebrate one of the biggest artists in the world, which right now is Justin Bieber, and he's from Stratford. Mm-hmm. I first want to get your thoughts on how do you feel about a local who used to live here, well, I do believe, I think his family still lives here, becoming literally one of the biggest and known names on the planet.
Well, I think it's very honoring to think that he's out there promoting the city of Stratford, and he hasn't forgotten where he comes from, and his grandparents still live here. And I think that he's going to have a very successful career ahead of him.
Well, you know, the fact that as we are speaking, we are literally just a few weeks away from the Grammy Awards. And he is up for, I do believe, two or three Grammys. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me your thoughts on the fact that he has a chance, a very good chance, in winning one of the biggest and most prestigious awards in music.
Yeah, that's correct. Everybody seems to like him. A very likable fella. He's very talented, and we wish him all the luck in his Grammy Award.
Well, the reason why, of course, I am here is, from what I understand, that this is the location, Subway, that he loved to come down. Is this true?
That's correct. We have a couple of large high schools just down the street here, and a lot of the students do attend here for lunch. Gets a little hectic some days, but overall, it's been very well received to this store location.
What do you think it is? Well, first, did you ever have a chance to meet him when he was coming here?
I remember seeing the face, but not meeting him. You know, he was probably in grade 10 at the time or grade 9. We see so many, it's just a constant blur. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What? But from what you understand, what was his favorite subs and why do you think he loved to come down here? It can't be just location. It's got to be the great food, too.
I would say probably the pizza and the ham.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you guys put something in it that, you know, nobody else does or something, or what?
No, we're because we're a franchise, we're strictly to formulas.
Because a lot of people know that that's what he likes. Did you ever notice that once, because, of course, this seems to be part of a Bieber tour that's been put out for the rest of the world to see. Do people come in and ask for that just because Justin Bieber ate that? And do people come here asking, is this the place where Justin Bieber came to?
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of teenagers dropping in looking for Justin Bieber at any given time of the day. It can be in the morning or the evening. Yeah, like the night staff says, it's probably as busy for inquiries as it is in the daytime.
Well, so a lot of people, do they come down asking for what he eats and eats it? Do they take lots of pictures?
No, not really, but they do take photos, mm-hmm. and usually a few inside the store and then a few outside the store with the store frontage sign.
Is there actually a, you know, Subway, this is where Justin Bieber comes
in? No, just a huge, huge Subway sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I almost got caught because there's one as you drive in that's a Subway.
Right.
And I thought maybe, do I have the wrong location? No, let me just keep going. But
yeah.
This is the location.
That's correct. That's correct.
Wow. Has it changed your business in any way?
I think we're up a little bit. Like I say, the demographics show that we're getting a younger crowd through here pretty much 7 days a week. You know what I mean? If we don't see them through the week, we do see them on the weekends.
Wow.
So, you know, a very, I think young children or younger people, they're eating better overall and healthier. Mm-hmm. So I think it's their diet of choice, you know, whether it be the weekends or weekday.
How often have you noticed, though, or even better still, when did you start noticing that people were coming in asking about Justin Bieber, and how often do they pop in?
I would say it was probably about May or June, mm-hmm. and I would say how often? I'd say we see at least probably four or five clusters or, you know, groups of them. And, you know, some as far away as California, they're up here for theater or whatever, vacation. So, yeah, it's quite interesting.
Oh, my goodness. So somebody from California who's coming down here, could be down here for the Stratford Festival, whatever, they want to make a stop here because this is where Bieber eats.
Yeah, they probably spent maybe a few days in Toronto or whatever and then come up to the theater for a day or two and, yeah, just making their rounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Hoping to spot him somewhere.
Have you heard, though, does he come to town every once in a while because his family's here?
Just pretty much for special occasions. I would say he's very close to his grandparents. So that being said, you know, it would be like probably Christmas, you know, maybe Canada Day, you know, holidays, that type of thing, eh?
Mm-hmm. But it's usually low-key, I assume.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think he's, is he not? Correct me if I'm wrong. He's pretty much in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That's his home base now. Yeah. That's where his mother lives and himself.
But, you know, he still keeps his roots here. You know, that's the important thing.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
If you had a chance to speak with Justin, what would you say to him, especially because in a small way, he's helping out your business in a really unique way?
Well, we appreciate the Nord variety. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that any type of publicity is good for publicity for Subway and this store. So, yeah, very humbled to say that he comes from Stratford.
Are you hoping that maybe one day he is going to pop back in again and, you know?
I think that would create a lot of chaos in here if he did. But, yeah, we can tolerate it. We can tolerate it.
Fantastic. And as we wrap up, I'm going to be speaking with the mayor about 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'm going to ask him about this. Do you think, personally, that there should be some kind of, and it might be too early to ask this, some kind of landmark just to at least let the rest of the world know physically, this is the hometown of Justin Bieber. If they did that, what would be your thoughts?
Yeah. Now, placement would be...
Think it's too early, or...?
I think it's too early. Let's let it ride for another year or two. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, again, we're a very established heritage town type of thing. You know, where do you put that type of a landmark or whatever, you know? I don't know if the parks and recreation, that's probably the best place for it. Do you know what I mean? Like on the Riverwalk or whatever. So, yeah.
I was a little surprised, like, driving in. I was wondering maybe where, you know, when you drive in, it says, you know, a Stratford. I actually thought maybe they would have something like home of Justin Bieber, maybe there or something like
that. Yeah, that too. Right underneath the sign on the highway, that would be fine, too.
You wouldn't have a problem with that?
No. Anything to bring more people in Stratford would be great.
Fantastic.
We need to grow.
And you know what? I think you guys are at a good start.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thank you very much for this interview.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great day.